From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast that looks at words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Who Are You? Sometimes there are things in the English language that are just, well, icky. One of those things is distinguishing when to use who or whom. There are some tricks that can help with this. Even better, it appears change may be on the horizon. The grammatical explanations of these words declare who is the subject pronoun and whom is the object pronoun. I know. Those descriptions don't really do a lot to help us decide when to use which word. Fortunately, the answer is in the question. Seriously. If we were doing algebra, it's kind of like rearranging an equation to isolate x in order to determine the value of x. Using this idea and applying it to the rules of English, if the question can be answered with a word like he or she, then the word who is appropriate. And here's an additional helpful trick to remember the connection. He and she both end in vowels, just like who. The word whom uses a similar trick. If the question can be answered with him, then the right word is whom. The memory trick here is to remember him and whom both end in the letter M.
Excuse me, I think that's sexist.
All right, well, it works with her, too, because her and whom both end in consonants. Cool?
Yeah, I can live with that.
Whew. Now, let's try some examples. In example number one, let's say we want to ask who or whom is at the door. Now, let's try potential answers using him and he.
Him is at the door.
Okay, no way.
He is at the door.
Yes, that sounds good. So the right word is who.
So the final question is, who is at the door?
That's right. Here's example number two. Let's say we want to ask who or whom is the present for. We'll try him and he.
The present is for he.
That sounds strange.
The present is for him.
Hooray. The right word is whom. Thus,
what's your final question?
I know this one because I've received presents. Whom is the present for?
That's right.
Sadly, things can get a little messier because who and whom are also used in sentences that aren't questions. This also requires some rearranging to determine the right word. Here's an example.
Mr. Grappando, whom I trust immensely, will manage the office.
In this case, we extract the bit of the sentence with the offending word, whom, make it a question, and apply the old trick.
Whom do I trust immensely?
The answer,
I trust him.
Therefore, whom is the right word. Here's another example.
Tom, who recommended this barbecue, lives next door.
Again, extract the part of the sentence with who and turn it into a question.
Who recommended the barbecue?
The answer,
he recommended the barbecue.
So we know the correct answer is who. Now for the better news. In the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide, Gordon Jarvie writes, this who or whom rule is breaking down in informal spoken English. Similarly, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English notes, when speaking, most people think it is acceptable to use who instead of whom. So we may not have to worry about the whole who versus whom thing too much, except maybe in the most formal writing. Is it possible, then, that whom may eventually evolve out of the language?
Methinks it may, forsooth.
We talked about a lot today, so if you'd like to see a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu.
Who do you love? I wanna know, I wanna know. Who do you love? I wanna know, I wanna know.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, from The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White, from the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie, and from the Gregg Reference Manual. All of these can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Technical assistance by Mark Hintz and Melinda Driscoll. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.